great to have a full house. You know, there are other masses later on too, right? I'm glad we have all of you here tonight. You know, God bless Deacon Frank, right? He did that whole gospel, every one of those names. So, thank you. We were talking ahead of time about whether we wanted to do that or not, and Father Andrew said, it's just wrong not to. You gotta do them all. So blame it on him, right? But I say there's something really important about that whole genealogy at the same time, from Jesus, from Abraham, to King David, to Joseph, the husband of Mary. Those aren't the easiest names to pronounce, like I said. And very few of us, if any of us, have any idea who they were. So really, what's the point? But I think here's the point. Those are names that would have been forgotten centuries, millennia ago, except they were rescued by God. Because they're part of the family tree. Part of the family tree of whom? Of Jesus. Those names are important to us today because they're the family of Jesus. When you were baptized, you became part of the family of Jesus too. You are his brothers and sisters. We could just as easily insert every one of your names into that family tree there. You will be remembered as well because of the family of Jesus. The first line of Matthew's gospel is the book of the genealogy of Jesus Christ. And all of those names, including all of our names, are the book of Jesus' family. Now, the closest family member to Jesus was whom? Mary, right? Well done. Lucy. Mary, his mother. Yes. Sometimes Mary has been called herself. Mary has been called the book of the word of life. The book of the word of life. The Gospels themselves don't record a huge amount about Mary, but she is the pure page on which the story of Jesus the Word is written. Jesus, the Word of Life, is written on the pure page of Mary. You know, paper never draws attention to itself. It exists only for the words written on it. And it's hard to write a story without the paper it's written on. The story that is Jesus is so important that God wanted him written on the purest of all, on the Blessed Virgin Mary. And Mary reveals to us that the hidden talent of our humanity is that we can carry God. The hidden talent of our humanity is that we can carry God. That God can write the story of his Son into our lives. We remember Abiud and Zerubbabel, not because they're just fun names to pronounce, but because Jesus was written into the story of their lives. We remember Mary because Jesus was most wonderfully written into her life. You and I will be remembered to the extent we let the story of Jesus be written into our lives as well. The Word of Life wants to write his story into your life. Will you let him? Will you give him the pages of your life so that when people read the story of your life, they'll also find the story of Jesus intimately mixed in with it? If you'll allow me a moment to express a minor pet peeve of mine, brace yourselves, right? I find it unfortunate and sad that, you know, like when I read a biography of someone or even an obituary of someone, especially someone famous, whatever, it rarely mentions the person's religious background, as though that was something private and so therefore unnecessary or unimportant to the story of his or her life. But especially if the person was a Christian, it's intimately connected to the story of their life. To leave out Christ is to write only half the story, if that. And in a few decades or a century, no one will remember that story. But precisely because our story is now intertwined with the story of Jesus, like those names in that genealogy, will never be forgotten. If someone can write a biography of me that doesn't mention Jesus or my faith, then I have a terrible biography. And I need to make some serious changes in my life. When the story of your life is written, will there be much mention of Jesus on those pages? What makes the story of Joseph, or the apostles, or John the Baptist, or most of all, the Blessed Virgin, so enduring and so interesting, really, is precisely how intimately and extensively their story is mixed with the story of Jesus. I think it's when we let the story of Jesus be written into the pages of our lives that a transformation begins to take place. In the words of Isaiah, the prophet, from that second reading, or first reading rather, we no longer feel forsaken or desolate. With Christ in our lives, we begin to experience what it means to be God's delight and espoused. With Jesus in our lives, we don't have to feel responsible for all the tragedy in the world or even all the sin in our own lives, because we have a Savior in Jesus who comes to save us from our sins. Of course I sin. I'm a sinner. But that's why I need a Savior. And I'm so full of gratitude to have him. When Jesus becomes part of the story of my life, I'm no longer alone. My life becomes part of a much bigger and ever more beautiful story. God always desires to delight in us. And when we embrace the story of Jesus, he's able to delight in us. When God the Father looks on his faithful disciples, he sees the delight of his eyes. He sees the delight of his eyes this evening, looking at you. You know, one of my favorite memories of my father is standing as a kid on the farm, doing nothing. And I remember my dad driving by on the tractor and looking at me and just beaming the delight of his eyes. And I remember thinking, what is he smiling about? God the Father beams over you in much the same way. Christ is born into the story of our lives because the Father delights in us. And he wants our lives to be transformed by Christ's story. We don't just sing that Christ was born 2,023 years ago. You know that's what the year today is about, right? It's not just that. He was born 2,023 years ago, and so let's sing about that. No. We sing that Christ is born for us today. He's born again to enter the story of our lives, today and every day, ever more intimately, to be close to us and to transform us. If you want to change the world this Christmas, don't just welcome Santa. That's great. That's beautiful. Welcome Christ to be born more deeply into the story of your life. I change the world by letting Christ change me. So here's the homework for the week. Think about pray about how your biography would be written, how prominently Christ would play in it.